Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Bonnie Curry. Why should we show mercy to those who doubt who Jesus is? The book of Jude is only 25 verses long, but it's a poignant reminder that there will be those who try to lure us away from our faith, and but by the grace of God, we could fall to their words. Take a deep breath and let it out slowly as you consider the words of Jude in verse 22. Have mercy on those who doubt. Consider a time when you weren't sure what it is that you believe to be true about Jesus. Jude felt the issue of false teachers was so important that he changes the course of what he was going to say and instead urges his readers to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In other words, don't be easily swayed or let others be swayed by teachers who make their false words sound good. And be merciful to those who have doubts, just as God in Christ had mercy on you. Let's pray. Lord God, I am so grateful for your mercy. I would be long gone if it wasn't for that. I know my own weakness. Give me grace for others who are weak as well. Help me to seek truth and to turn away from lies, to trust you fully even when I don't understand. Give me wisdom and ears to hear your voice when I hear the teaching of others, so that I may discern the truth from the lies. I love you and I trust you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Remember, God doesn't despise your doubts. He will gently lead you into truth and show you who He is. Do not despise the doubt of others, but give them room to grow in grace. And until next time, may you abide in Christ.